This is The Takeaway, and I'm Farai Chidea.
And I'm John Hockenberry up at WGBH in Boston. So the North Koreans have conducted an underground nuclear test over the weekend, and then this morning they test-fired more missiles. The UN Security Council has condemned them. The Obama administration has called the North Koreans reckless. Where do these governments go for some intel on what's going on in North Korea? Well, they probably call Curtis Melvin. Curtis, are you there?
Yes, I am. Good morning. It's a pleasure to be with you.
He's an economics PhD candidate at George Mason University and has developed a map of North Korea that's like no other. First of all, Curtis, why are you so interested in North Korea? And if I were to go to you, what could I find out about this most isolated and mysterious of countries?
Well, North Korea doesn't receive as many Western tourists or visitors as many other countries in the world, and it sounds like a really fun place based on the news you receive on a day-to-day basis. But I had the pleasure of visiting in 2004 and 2005, and I began mapping out the travel route that I took in the country, and then the curiosity got the better of me, and I just kept going. And so for the last 2 years, I've been mapping out North Korea's military and economic infrastructure using Google Earth technology.
And using this technology, what could I find out if I was, say, a member of the Obama administration or the United Nations Security Council? And who of those institutions has actually contacted you, if any?
The program is that I've developed in collaboration with others who are also interested in discovering about North Korea is a very comprehensive program. We've scoured just about every existing map and book. We've interviewed people who have lived there. We've interviewed people who visit. North Korea receives cultural delegations, tourists, business investors, and NGO workers and aid workers, and every one of these people has their own experience with North Korea, and we've been able to capture that disparate information so we can show things as mundane as a new duck farm built on the riverbanks of the Taedong River in Pyongyang or the Pyongyang chewing gum factory. But we're also able to capture some more significant things, such as the elite compounds where North Korea's politically privileged class lives.
Right.
And also, unfortunately, we've also been able to see the devastation of famine by locating what are essentially mass graves, and also been able to locate what human rights activists say are the notorious gulags.
Well, Curtis, I want to remind our listeners that they can go to our website and link to your map. And again, you're at George Mason University in Northern Virginia, right?
Yes, sir.
And according to the latest intel, the range of the missiles, nuclear-tipped or not, in North Korea is about 1,500 miles, right?
That's correct. They're last.
So you're out of range at this point. Are you worried about dear leader taking any sort of action against you?
I have gotten a lot of jokes about this. I actually would like to return to North Korea in 2012, which is the 100th birthday of the founding leader of President Kim Il-sung, and they're supposed to be having some amazing visual displays.
Well, Curtis, we hope you get the chance to do that, and I'm sure you'll take a digital camera if you do. Curtis Melvin, economics PhD candidate at George Mason University, with perhaps the best interactive map of North Korea in existence. Thanks, Curtis.